Boy, it's quiet in here, Brother Lawrence. I love my grandpa, but I mean, I've seen them when it used to be 8 cents a pound, Vincent, and then 11 cents a pound. It got to be a cash crop. Cash crop. And so everybody else was doing it, and first thing you know, I mean, our whole family was raising tobacco. Okay? How long has it been since you've seen on the side of a liquor bottle that the Surgeon General has determined this may be harmful to your health? But it's on the pack of the cigarettes. I had not a clue that cigarettes was $4 and $5 a pack. I didn't have a clue of that. And I'm not just labeling, I'm just not jumping on tobacco. But here's what I want you to see. Over the years, we've become liberal thinkers. Liberal thinkers. And preachers used to, Brother Noble, if you raised tobacco on your farm, they'd preach you into hell. I mean, preachers were Larry, are you listening to me? I mean, the preachers, they roll their shirts even about four laps, and son, you ain't never heard such preaching in your life. I mean, they didn't call nothing. Back then, they didn't call nothing. They didn't care if they raised that stuff on their farm. It's wrong. But over the years, they even started letting up on it. Now, it's always more where we're from. It's always been alcohol. I've made whiskey, run whiskey, drank whiskey. I'm not proud of all this stuff. But where I'm from, Lincoln County, Kentucky, used to be bootleggers on every corner. All right, now watch it. Now then, the longer it's done, the more people that do it, pretty soon the authority puts their approval up on it, and we just start doing it, and nobody questions whether it's right or wrong. Amen. And when preachers quit preaching against it, we become liberal. Brother Sisson, hang on to my thought and you'll see where I'm going. So we got liberal preachers. Let me show you how you know a liberal preacher. When he does not preach the blood of Christ or repentance, or he does not believe the... Now, I believe this. Hey. Dr. Richardson, Dr. Vincent, don't that sound good? I like that. You're like me, wouldn't you? I mean, you probably would make good orderlies. Hey, Brother Larry, when our forefathers came through the Cumberland Gap, question, what Bible do y'all think they brought with them? How about Squire Parsons? What? Squire Parsons. How about Squire Boone? Forget Squire Parsons. Hey, you ought Squire Parsons. Get out of here, Melvin. Squire Boone was a Baptist preacher out of Walkertown, North Carolina. Did you know that Daniel Boone, and I don't have time to verify all this stuff to you people, did you know that Daniel Boone was one of the roughest men you ever met in your life, as far as his autobiography was? Did you know that Daniel Boone camped on the Dix River right outside of Crab Orchard, Kentucky, and he stayed there 4 months on the Dix River, trading with the Indians, and they were civil people. They was not hostile at that time. Can you believe that Daniel Boone sent all couriers all the way back to Walkertown, what we now call Walkertown, Salisbury, that general area. And guess who he sent for? He sent for his brother, Squire. Do y'all want to know why? To tell the red man about Jesus. Now look here. But what? I've said this a blue million times. Wonder what Bible he used. Well, an NIV. Yeah, right. How about a Good News for Modern Man? That uses all kinds of language. How about I'm just throwing this stuff out here. Wonder, what do you think, Betty? What do you think when what they call the traveling church, when they was coming down what we now call interstate from Knoxville going to Lynchburg or Roanoke, wonder what Bible they carried? What, Brother Richardson? I'll guarantee it. Oh, Lord, I feel the devil trying to get in my boot. Brother Sisson, I'm saying we produce liberal preachers. All right, ever how our city goes, okay, ever how the church goes, that's how the city goes, how the city goes, that's how the county goes. And now then, look what we produced. Not everybody's liberal, thank God, hallelujah. There's not everybody liberal. And there's not all preachers liberal. Thank God there's still some. Woo! Boy, I'm telling y'all the truth. I've been on the roof. Y'all ain't been on the roof. Let's go back. Now look in your Bible, please. Please listen to me. I'm not just popping my gums. But I mean, our communities are liberal thinkers. Brother, this is wrong, Brother Vincent. I don't know if y'all got liquor over there in Johannesburg, South. You probably got it. I don't think this is right. When people can sit on church pews, they got their name on a church roll, and they come out that they're for alcohol, they ought to be dismissed. Woo. Dear Lord. Did I say that? If they have got land they buy a land, trust me, I done had this war. I mean, we've confronted this war. I had a man he was a real estate broker. And I mean, very affluent real estate broker. He bought a bunch of land and had a whole stuff of businesses. His daughter come to me, brokenhearted, and said, "Brother Sisson, how can my daddy do this, buy this land, and knowing that it's got a liquor license with it?" He was my song leader. He was my deacon. Now, I didn't jump on him. I took him back in the office, and I said, I thought we had a rapport together. Come now, let us reason together. I said, "Brother Carlos," I told him, "is it true that you bought that land in Socialville?" He said, "Yeah." I said, "Does it have a liquor license with those places of business?" He said, "Yeah." I said, "All right." But he said, "It come with the property." I said, "Brother, that's not right." I said, "That's not right." Well, needless to say, he got upset at me over it. But his own daughter was the one that was tore all to pieces about it. Okay, over the years, I've seen this man amass a fortune. But I'm telling you, he left a Bible-believing, Bible-preaching church all over alcohol, got involved in a liberal church, and everything in his life has absolutely went wrong. I mean, absolutely everything. He may have amassed a fortune. But Brother Sisson, I used to preach on the alcohol church I pastored, and they'd leave me a half a fifth of liquor in my mailbox. Or they'd leave me wine in my mailbox. Y'all ain't getting this. That had to be somebody sitting on my church pew hear me preach against liquor. I'd pour it out. Make sure they see me pour it out. All right, let's just talk a minute. How about pornography? Y'all ever go into jails? A few of us need to go. If they ever catch you, they're going to put you under the jail, you and Tom together. But listen to this, honestly, for God, if you go into a jail and you witness to those inmates in there, did you know most of them, it was alcohol, and then it got to be drug-related, and then it got to be pornography? Ain't that pitiful? What we now call, and I know we don't like this stuff, we don't like it, we don't even like to think about it. Look at our movies. What we now call general movies, and when I was a boy, is X-rated stuff that people said in their televisions, and watch that trash. My grandpa would throw you out of the house if you used the word D or SOB. My grandpa would do that. Let's go back, and I'm going to show you this. I'm talking about liberal preachers. I told a man the other day, how many of y'all, let's see if y'all are on the same page. Because people amass thousands of people to hear them, that doesn't mean the blessings of God are upon them. But that's what we equate with. Boy, it's quiet in here. We say, well, God's blessing must be upon them because that they got. We got a Christian church in Fayette County that runs over 8,000 people. Over 8,000. Why are you saying that, preacher? I'm saying that we ought to preach the whole counsel of God. Amen. And when preachers, and I'm not just throwing this, I'm saying, when we begin to let up on sin, our cities become liberal. Amen, sister. Yeah. Our communities become that way. Hey, look here, my preacher told our church that if your name comes out on that list, it's your four liquor, you will be churched. Oh, brother, sister, I believe we ought to do that. But how can I might as well just throw this out, okay? How can churches in town, over there in town, that run 500, 600, And their preacher will not, no sir, he will not do that. He won't come out against liquor. Don't y'all believe liquor's wrong? They said he's never named, he won't name sin, won't preach on repentance. Well, no, that was the, he did come out, that guy over in town, he did come out, didn't he? Yeah, he did come out. That's a blessing, ain't it? That other one didn't. We got 122 Baptist churches in Pulaski County, and we may have 10 preachers at our meeting. And yet does that show y'all something? We got a lot of preachers in pulpit. Y'all ought to jump up and thank God, make about 4 laps around this building, and thank God you got a preacher that's not liberal, amen.
Yeah.
Hey, I hugged my preacher and tell him, I said, thank God for Brother Noah. Don't y'all every now and then, my wife tells me a whole lot, like a certain person I know, that every now and then we just need to be nailed. Hey, Preacher Broughton, he don't play no favors. Write this down for me. Liberal preachers, amen. Which that produces liberal politicians. Boy, have we not got that crowd. Brother Lawrence, would you go get me a mirror? Don't y'all agree? Won't y'all agree with me that we have liberal politicians?
Oh yeah.
I mean, somebody said, well, y'all ever study the origin of words? Politician. Poly's many and tick is a bloodsucker. Politicians. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. We got them at Frankfurt. We got them in Congress, we've got all varieties of people that they call themselves politicians. And I'm honest with you. Y'all may not agree with me. That's okay. I don't agree with myself half the time. But will you agree with me that them lifetime politicians up there ought to be thrown out? Hey, I got an idea. Let's send Tom and Brother Noble. Woo-hoo-hoo, dear God, help us. Or we're seeing Jay. That'll stop this mess. But I'm honest. I'm not just saying words. They stayed up there so long. Explain this to me. Explain this to me, Vincent. Explain this to me. How, Brother David, can a man that's dirt poor go into politics and come out multi-millionaire over? Hello. Lights ought to go off inside of us. Dear Lord, look at y'all. Will you agree with that, South Africa? That boy needs help, don't he? I need help. But I'm just saying something's wrong with that. I mean, when you're dirt poor and you get elected to office and then they come out multimillionaires over and over and over again. They stay up there so long and they got all of these people that, y'all know I'm telling you the truth. You know I'm telling you the truth. Somebody asked me, Brother Sisson, who are you going to vote for? Do you really want me to tell you? Let's be honest. I'm thankful to be American. Vincent, you ought to shout right there. I mean, you ought to jump up and say, thank God for our freedoms. Amen.
Amen.
But our freedoms are being eroded.
Yeah.
Everybody, ecumenicalism, trying to get together.
Yeah.
You know, trying to get together. Don't offend nobody. Don't say nothing. You know, for God's sakes, don't say nothing about Muslims. Or for heaven's sakes, don't say nothing about Baptists. Get alive. Go back and look in verses 8. I quick heard it. What time is it? Still going good. But the liberal deviseth liberal things. Now watch this. And by liberal things, watch, shall he what? I'd rather have a man just stand up and tell me out and out, I'm against you, as to have one of these people that's fence straddlers. How about that? Wouldn't y'all rather have somebody like that? Okay, so we devise these liberal things. So we have liberal preachers. Now then, we got to have a liberal politicians. That leads us to a liberal public. I got to show y'all this. I don't have a lot of time, but I got to show you. Would you keep your finger there and turn back right quick to the book of Leviticus with me? Hurry. I want to show you this. Go with me right quick to the book of Leviticus. Now, as we talk just for a moment, So we've upgraded now. We've gone from the tobacco issue. Now we've gone to the liquor issue. Now let's step up a little farther and let's just see where else we're going to go with this thing. Okay. Have you ever seen such a society as we're living in? How many counts did that man have against him that committed sodomy and raped that little girl? Was it 11 or 12? Front page paper in the news. Ain't that awful? Say amen right there. And I could tell y'all something really upset you. He was a Baptist preacher. Ain't that pitiful? Okay, now I got to show you. Go to the book of Leviticus with me. We've watched so much television till our whole public is absolutely, when I'm talking about an umbrella, I'm talking about not everybody under there is liberal. Not everybody. Shout right there. Not everybody. There's some people keep their word. Some people are, they got standards about them. Some people, they're not, not every Baptist preacher is a pedophile. Not every Baptist preacher is a drunk. Not every preacher. I told Brother Bob last night we was upstairs. We preach to each other all the time. And ain't nothing wrong with that, are they?
No.
Hey, Brother Lawrence, let's talk a minute. Ready? Brother Jay, let's talk a minute. If you go, how am I getting off on this subject? I don't know either. Okay, but me and Brother Bob, this was talking last night about these two men are ordained deacons. All right, there's 14 basic qualifications for preachers and deacons. He that desired the office of a bishop. How about this? Everybody reads them things, but they will never, ever use the word blameless. You blameless? Don't nod that head. Nope. You know I love you. But am I right or wrong? So they take that one right out of the chute, and they say, husband of one wife. I said, how about a brawler? How about giving the filthy lucre? How about them other qualifications? Don't they matter? But everybody bypasses the first one. That's blameless. He that desireth the office of a bishop desireth the what? And it says, well, he must be the husband of one wife. And then they stop right there, but they don't ever read them other 13. Man, I remember used to, boy, Baptist preachers would nail your hide to the wall. Don't you think that we ought to have character? Don't you think that we ought to be different than the average John? For a long time, did you know that Standard Oil would not issue a credit card to a Baptist preacher? Because, hey, take my keys and you'll stay down here. But ain't that awful when a man won't pay his bills and brag about robbing people and cheating people? Say amen to me. What I'm saying is we got a liberal, liberal public. Now I got to show it to you right quick. Leviticus, what time is it, Brother Lawrence? Hold your finger up. Leviticus, please. Now watch this. How many of y'all remember Israel had been in Egyptian bondage 400 plus years, right? So they had learned the ways of the Egyptians. I've been to Egypt. If you stacked $100 bills up in this room, I wouldn't go back to no Egypt. I have no desire to go back to that place. That's the most filthiest, vilest place I ever seen in my life. There's things that I can't even tell you because we have a mixed audience here. What you'll see in the public in Egypt. You ever been there, Doc? Brother Vincent? Have you ever been to Egypt? I mean, the whole public is that way, not just a few people. Okay, look here. Look at these little beady eyes. Right up here. How many of y'all ever seen pictures of the Sphinx? Would you raise your hand? Body of an animal and a human, right? Now, won't you watch this? So here comes Israel, had learned the ways of the Egyptian. God uses Moses to bring them up out of Egyptian bodies, right? All right, now then, God lays down these. He says, thou shalt not, thou shalt not, thou shalt not. Now, watch this. Won't you watch? They're headed to the promised land. Now, we're going to read Leviticus chapter 18 right quick. Look down in verse 22 right quick. Look in your Bible. Leviticus 18, verse 22. We're talking about how we're living in a society. Why did God say this? Why did God tell Israel not to do this? Now look in your Bible. Verse 22. Thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is an abomination. Y'all can shout right there. Then why have we got 8 states that's already ratified same-sex marriage? That's got laws passed. 8 out of the 50. Kathy? Then why do we have 8 states that say that man can marry a man? That's the most nauseating thing I've ever seen in my life, is see 2 women kiss or 2 men kiss. As my little old grandson says, "Blech!" That's what he says. Pretty good, ain't it? All right, now why did God say that? Was he doing that? Okay, let's go a little farther. Go a little farther. Just let your Bible speak to your heart. Now watch. Look down in verse 23. Neither, God said, shalt thou lie with any beast. Well, had they been doing that? Was there bestiality back there? Well, then why did God tell them not to do that? Is it against the law in here? You ought to say anything to me? Now watch, neither shalt thou lie with any beast to defile thyself with, neither shall any woman stand before a beast to lie down. It's confusion. Now watch, watch. Turn just a few pages over in your Bible in the book of Leviticus. Now look in your Bible in Leviticus 20. Come on. Leviticus 20. What is the mainstream thing on television? Nudity.
Yep.
I mean, hey, there's nothing wrong with a man and wife relationship. Oh, y'all are pitiful down here. The Hebrew writer says, marriage is honorable in all, and the bed is undefiled, but whoremongers and idolaters God shall judge. Now, I want you to watch this. Watch it. Have we not destroyed the sanctity of marriage? Thank God there's still some. But as a general rule, our society, the sanctity of marriage means nothing. Been married 8 or 10 times. Amen, sister. I told somebody the other day, boy, they got so upset at me because it's their idol. I can't think of that woman's name. Brad Pitt? Do y'all want me to tell you about her, that relationship? Everybody thinks they're the grandest people in the world. They adopt all them little kids, but they're not even married. Dear Lord, I'm going to go home. I'm reading Leviticus chapter 20. I'm going to read verse 13 right quick. Right quick, okay? If a man also lie with mankind as he lieth with a woman, both of them have committed abomination. Now look at you. They shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them. Drop on down. Drop down. Well, let me read verse 14. If a man take a wife and her mother, it's wickedness, and they shall be burnt with fire. And by the way, I want to show you some of the vilest things that I've ever... A man that is... I know we got a depraved nature. I understand that. But man is going into darkness.
Yep.
When our whole public goes into darkness, your movies. How many of y'all remember in years gone by, we was kidding about Gunsmoke? How many of you ever wanted Miss Kitty to kiss Matt? You never seen them ever kiss each other. How about Andy Griffith? How about I Love Lucy? Okay, I'm just naming some of them for instances. Now watch this. How come it is that we went from that all the way we've excelled to this and we called it progress? Everything's a bedroom scene. Am I right or wrong? Not everything, but I'm saying as a general rule. Glorifying sin, amen. Now watch this. Verse 15. If a man lie with a beast, he shall surely be put to death. Ye shall slay the beast. If a woman approach unto any beast. All right, so the relationship between the man and woman was correct. That's God-given, amen. Amen.
Right.
Now then, we know that Lot, we know what went on down in Sodom. Say amen, we know what happened there. Right. Now then, they went from Genesis, we went to here where that after the Noahic flood, and I ain't got time to deal with all that. But then we move up on a little farther, we have a man named Abraham coming, we have Lot, amen. We know that Lot lived in Sodom for 20 plus years. He never made an altar. And by the way, if it had not been for the book of Peter, the New Testament, you wouldn't even believe that man was saved. Let me show you this right quick, would you? Turn with me just as fast as you can to the book of Jude, and then I'll close, I promise you. Book of Jude. I wish I had time. Go with me right quick to the book of Jude, right quick. I want you to look in your Bible and make a note of this, please. In the book of Jude, now I want you to underscore this, please, in your Bible. Look in verse, Jude, it's only got one chapter. But look in verse 7. Ready? Ready? Ready?
Ready.
Okay. Verse 7 says, even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to what? Say it to me. Fornication. All right, so all right, let's talk a minute. What is fornication? Well, it's not adultery because God uses the word adultery. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Fornication is in the sexual connotations, but there's just a hairline right down between them, between fornication and adultery. But it says it's given over to the stuff. Am I right? I know y'all don't believe this. I dealt with it ain't been too long back. I'm not going to call names. I had to sit down and deal with this man and this woman. The woman that I'm telling you about, she had sexual relations with her own son-in-law. Brother Sisson, personally, I think everybody's watched too much television. To their minds are just brainwashed. Amen. But now, I do believe this. Now go and look at your Bible. The Bible says in verse 7, giving themselves over to fornication, and would y'all help me, and going after what? Say it, Brother David. Strange. Would you mind enlighten me on that? I don't mind. Enlighten me. Somebody enlighten me. Well, would y'all agree with me? Would y'all all agree with me that God made Adam and Eve just the way that He made them? Nothing wrong with that. But there's something bad wrong when you go on up to Genesis and you find Lot and what happened with his two daughters. He said, do whatever you will with them, right? But the men of that city wanted the angelic beings. Amen, sister. And Lot comes out and says, well, just take my daughters, my virgins. They've never known a man. Just do whatever you want. Can you imagine the audacity of that? People want to know why I'm against liquor. Look up here. We had a man that would come home drunk and he'd beat his wife over and over and over again. And then they found out that this sorry no-count man had been having sexual relations with his own daughter. I think she's 8 years old. That's just one of the reasons why I hate liquor. Boy, do I ever have eyebrows perk up at me over this. When a person takes liquor into them, I personally think you take demons into you. It changes them. It changes their personality. They become something that they're not. They don't want to fight. Now they want to fight everybody. Or they got all knowledge. They're a nuclear scientist. Amen. I mean, it changes their personality. And everybody says, Brother, but watch this. I know y'all ain't going to like this. Some of them old John Wayne movies, I like them. But the first lady went to town and went to a saloon and got drunk. Hello. What are we telling our young people? Oh, Brother Sisson. That come out in our paper. Hey, Brother Lawrence, do y'all have a problem with meth labs down here? I want you to listen to this. So our young people have went from alcohol to what? Say it to me. Meth. Meth. Marijuana, right? Lord, help us. Brother Sisson. Now watch, I'll shut it down. I'm going to show you this. Write it for me. Look in Jude, and drop down, going after strange flesh. Pedophiles. I don't have time to deal with Romans chapter 1. But isn't it a shame and a disgrace that our whole society, they say, well, they had a bad childhood. Oh, come on, get a life. That's what everybody says. They had a bad childhood. Everybody wants to go back and revert to that and say, well, I had a dad that just beat on me all the time. Man, there's a whole lot of whoopings I should have had I didn't get. Yeah, I know you should have had some you didn't get, so don't look at me like that. I'll ask your brother and he'll tell me the truth. Oh, yeah, right. But are y'all listening to me? Am I not telling you the truth? Our public, I don't like it, Brother Noble. I don't like it. I don't know where we're going. I don't like it. I don't like it at all. All right, if we come point A, point B, at umbrella, what will it be like for these young teenage girls and young teenage boys? Are y'all listening to me? Wonder what kind of preacher y'all will have after Brother Richardson dies off. Wonder what kind of preacher we'll have when Brother Noel Broughton dies off. Whew, Lord, help us, ain't that a frightening thought? But I mean, look back in Isaiah. He says they devise liberal things. So we have a liberal preachers, then we got liberal politics, then we got a liberal public. I told men the other day, and I closed, don't y'all believe a person ought to be a person of their word? Would y'all raise your hand? Person of your word. Okay, now let me ask you a question. Why do we expect people to be people of their words or keep their word? When 2 Timothy 3 says that they're going to be, before Jesus comes, going to be truth breakers. They ain't going to keep their word. They lie and don't care about it. They misinterpreted the truth. Oh, come on. My mama beat the devil out if you said a white lie. She said a lie's a lie. Okay, the longer it's done, more people that do it, pretty soon it becomes accepted. So we got 50 states. Now we got 8 of them, all of them in the north. All of them up there. Okay, where are we going with this? Don't anybody ever get concerned about it? Like Wednesday night, unimportant to a lot of people. Sunday night, unimportant to most people. Sunday morning, that's not really important, you know, after all. Reading your Bible, studying your Bible, knowing what your Bible says, that's not important anymore, David. That's not important. Could I tell y'all something? My grandpa and grandma did not have third and fourth grade educations. But I'll guarantee you couldn't misquote this, that they knew you misquoted it. How you like that? They got what knowledge they had by an old kerosene lamp. Let's stand. Heads bowed. Lord, I'm going to be stoned to death.